Hi, I'm Sherry Meyer Sotek. My wife's name is Rachel. Axton is 3.5. When Axton was 6 months old, he aspirated and has an anoxic brain injury from that incident. He's also been diagnosed with cortical vision impairment and epilepsy. I guess I would like people to know he may have differences. He's still just like everyone else. And we want for him the same thing that any parent wants for their children, and that's to belong and to have friends and be loved. Sure, things are harder sometimes, but we don't ever let that stop us. We see something we want to do, we do it. Axton goes with us. We never say, oh, we can't do that because it would just be too hard. That's not the type of parents we are. We feel it's important for other people to learn from him and see what an amazing little boy he is, and how he can change people's perspective on things. Variety, we first found out about it kind of pretty soon after everything happened. I remember filling out the application because we were actually at Madonna Rehab Hospital, and I was there on the computer filling everything out. He needed a stander, and it's something the insurance didn't cover. So we filled out the application, and then pretty soon after, we got approved for the stander, so they bought Axton a stander. The situation that happened one day is we went to the park, and it wasn't super, super busy, but I had both boys by myself, which is always kind of a challenge. So I always like put Axton in the swing first, and then I let Adler run around. So I was getting Axton out of his chair, and of course the little girl jumped in the swing as I'm picking him up, and I had to say, oh, do you mind if he swings here? You know, of course she got out. And then I kind of just go between the two boys, and I watch people. I'm also a special education teacher, so I'm pretty involved with, you know, kids with special needs for a really long time. And so I just watch a lot of people's children kind of look at Axton or look at his wheelchair, and they would, you know, try to ask their mom questions, be like, why is he in a wheelchair, or why can't he walk? And I think a lot of times people don't really know what to say in that situation. So a lot of times moms just kind of avoid it. You know, they'll, oh, let's just come over here, you know. Where as a parent of Axton, you know, I'd rather they come up and ask questions. You know, why is he in a wheelchair? Why can't he walk? Or why can't he talk? Or why doesn't he talk? You know, I'd rather kids be educated because I feel like they're going to accept him more if they get to know, you know, and kids are curious. And I think parents feel like, you know, maybe parents are going to be like offended or not really sure how to respond. But I think parents want to educate. Parents want to educate other families on what to do and how to ask questions. And it's okay to ask questions. And I mean, just come up and say hi. That's the biggest thing. Variety has made a really big difference in our family because sometimes it's just that first opportunity to go to a Variety event and play mini golf, you know, in that environment. But then you think, oh, that went really well. Now we can go play mini golf anytime. And, you know, unfortunately, equipment is really expensive and people can't just afford to pay for that equipment. So Variety, you know, is a really big help in supplying that equipment that is so necessary for our kids to become more independent and to be included in all kinds of environments.